Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon. Oh, yes, we have made it. Congratulations, self-high-fives all the way around. It is sunny. It's about 80 degrees, and, well, some of us are going to be outside. I'm looking at some folks playing through the course here. It looks like they're having a good time. That's absurd, by the way. May I just offer that before we chat with Congressman Rob Whitman, that the Democrats at the State House are so intense on kneecapping Governor Youngkin and anything that Governor Youngkin wants to do. They now have come up with their own plan for students across the Commonwealth not to use cell phones during school hours. It's crazy. I mean, it really is. And it shows you the desperation on the part of those folks on that side of the aisle to just kneecap the governor or attempt to kneecap the governor. The governor could come out and say, wow, this sandwich is delicious. And they would come out and tell you why it's a bad sandwich. It's just so sad. And, you know, it's just a microcosm, right? It's just a little glimpse. Up there in D.C., I don't think it's much better. Congressman Rob Whitman, who represents the 1st District in our beloved Commonwealth, is one of the good guys. He's trying to do the right things. And, Rob, I appreciate you joining us today.
Jeff, it's great to be back with you and your listeners.
Well, believe me when I tell you, the pleasure is always ours. Are you back in the 1st District now, or are you still stuck in D.C.?
I'm just getting ready to leave D.C., so I'm on my way back. And of course, the problem is this time of day is I'll be into the teeth of the traffic. But anyway, that's all part of it. So.
Back to the sandwich thing. Pack a sandwich. Yeah.
Right.
Time to get back to the district. So where do we have it now? Is the government, the federal government, in business? Are we funded? Are we not funded? What's the latest on that?
Well, listen, Jeff. We're still operating. A continuing resolution came to the floor this week. I voted in favor of it because I want to make sure that we are, you know, doing our job, even though we didn't get all 12 appropriations bills passed, which we should have. But here we are at the last moment. I want to make sure that we at least give ourselves the chance to get those 12 appropriations bills done. So we had a continuing resolution that comes to the floor. And listen, I do not like them. They are kicking the can down the road, but it would have been for 6 months, a little bit longer than what I would have liked.
Right.
And it also included the SAVE Act, which says pretty clearly, it's pretty simple to me, that if you're here in the country illegally, you cannot vote.
Right.
It was astounding to me that folks on the other side of the aisle said, no, we're not in favor of that. I mean, how can you not be in favor of it? It's in the Constitution. It's required. And why wouldn't you want to say, yes, we will reinforce that and say, no, you're not going to vote in elections, and we're going to emphasize that, and as well as say, you know, let's unfortunately give more time to get the appropriations bills done. So anyway, it didn't pass, and here we are. So I suspect we're going to have a bill the first of next week. The speaker's been having lots of conversations to try to navigate a way to get 218 votes to make sure that we have that window that opens up further to get our job done. And you know how I feel about that. We should have done this in August.
Yep.
We should have stayed in August until we got these things done. There are a whole lot of mechanisms to hold members of Congress accountable, which we could use prior to where we are now. But that doesn't change where we are now. You know, you can look at that in the past and say, shoulda, coulda, woulda, but we are where we are. And the challenge for us now is let's find a way out of this. Let's make sure that we don't shut the government down. Let's make sure we get these things done. Give ourselves the chance to properly consider the remaining 7 appropriations bills. We've gotten almost 80% of the spending decisions taken care of, so let's get the others done.
Yep.
And then, listen, if you have to look at combined, I don't like omnibus bills, but I understand you may have to combine, you know, a small number of these bills together to get things done. But let's do it in the way that we can close this, accomplish regular order, which means regular debate, talk about what's in there, have an up or down vote, which is the way it's supposed to happen. Unfortunately, now we tie our hands and give ourselves less time to do the important work of the nation.
Well, let me remind everybody, first of all, Congressman Rob Whitman is joining us. And Rob, you know, I often cringe when I see people who are on my team, in theory, who are throwing roadblocks in the way of doing things that are actually good for our side of the aisle, and that's me speaking. You don't have to weigh in on that, but I'm just telling you, man, sometimes I got to shake my head. I'm wondering, you know, what exactly are you trying to do? I don't get
sure.
it sometimes. It's crazy.
Well, and you know, listen, you know, and governing is a business where, you know, it's rare that you get everything that you want. I mean, that's just the nature of how a legislative body works. So you have to look at it and go, hey, I got a lot of what I wanted. Let me go and tell folks why there are good things in there. There may be some things I disagree with, but, you know, you have to have that longer-term view. You have to look at, well, you know, where does this get us? How does it help us accomplish things like reducing spending and properly funding the military, those kinds of things? So, you know, and I'm like you. I'm not going to question anybody's decision-making, but what I always encourage them is to say, make sure you're always looking at the broader picture, because it's easy to be very myopic and not look at the broader picture. And I just encourage folks that, you know, there's a bigger picture out there, and rarely do you ever get everything that you want in a bill. And I think, you know, constituents deal with that every day. I mean, you know, we have families, we have loved ones. We don't get everything that we want all the time. That's life. That's the reality. And I think most folks out there want Congress to reflect reality. And reality is we have to give a little bit in order to get things done. I would argue if you get the vast majority of you want done, take that. And then let's do that again and again and again. That's the art of legislating.
So. Well, I think it's the one mistake the founding fathers made, which was not requiring members of Congress to be married, because within the first week of being married, you figure all that out. And
you do.
You know, you move on from there. Hey, I want you to offer some insight on this interest rate cut from the Fed. It's 50 basis points, a half a percentage point. And there's some people that are celebrating it, but there are a lot of people that are also saying, no, wait a minute, the last time we did this was COVID. You did it during September the 11th. This might actually reflect that the economy is even worse than we think it is.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Well, Jeff, there are two ways to look at it. Listen, you know, I always think that making sure that you properly manage the money supply through interest rates is a key component of that. And the Federal Reserve does that. 50 basis points is a pretty big move.
Yeah.
But also, you know, we saw leading into this inflationary cycle we're in that the response of the Fed was late. So they had to continue the upward hike in interest rates. And the concern now is, you know, are we now looking at landing into a recession, and is that the reason why we have such an aggressive interest rate reduction? Listen, I see a lot of indicators there that, yeah, do cause me some concern. I think that, you know, we need to look at the other elements of what needs to happen to this economy, Jeff, and I think some of the fundamental things that have to happen is we have to be able to get back in the business of producing our own energy. That allows us to be able to bring down the cost, and it also lets us sell energy to our friends so they don't have to be relying on countries like Russia. Mm-hmm. We also need to look, too, at the massive amount of costs that are incurred through over-regulation. And listen, I don't want no regulation, but I think anybody that looks at it today and says, man, we are way over-regulated. So how do we do that and take some of the burden off of small businesses that have to deal with these things each and every day? And they'll tell you how much it adds to their cost, but adds no value to their companies or to the things that they do. And listen, we have some of the most extensive laws anywhere in the world to protect the environment, to protect our workers. You know, I would argue, you know, those things are working. We don't need more. We just need to make sure the laws we have are being properly, you know, put in place. Yep. And I think we can do everything that we need to do so there. So I look at those elements, too, about the things that we can do to really free up this economy. And listen, I'm chairing a work group on how are we getting to something that's incredibly troubling to me and fundamental to this nation, and that is we have not been in the mineral extraction business, better known as mining and refining business. We are at the mercy of China for critical minerals and rare earth elements, another critical part of our economy that we've just lost sight of the value chain, and that is we think we can do just little things and not have to worry about where do we get these base materials from. And China, I mean, they issued a directive on July the 10th that, gosh, is sobering, where they're saying we're not selling rare earth to anybody, and they control 70% of the extraction capability on Earth and 90% of the refining capability. Wow. We are going to become overly dependent upon them, and believe me, they do not have our best interest in mind, so I'm leading the effort to try to make sure we get back into that business. Well, let's mine our own materials here.
Yeah, you've been leading that effort, and one of the yes. one of the first people to call out the China threat years ago. I mean, I can remember mm-hmm. you saying that, and I remember some people going, it'll all work out, and we're in a tough place. And I think we saw during COVID where yes. we were dependent on China for medication and personal medical equipment. I mean, it was absurd, absolutely absurd.
Yeah. Yeah, we've just allowed too much to go overseas, and I think we're seeing the ills of our ways now. We just got to sprint, not just run, but we have to sprint to catch up. And I think we can do it, but boy, it's, you know, in the words of the immortal Jerry Reed, we got a long ways to go and a short time to get there.
Yes, we do. Now, I know tomorrow morning you're going to be down in Chesterfield County Airport, a big meet and greet. You're there. Hung Cao is there. Governor Youngkin is there. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears is there. I think it's a great opportunity for people to come out and learn a little bit more about the candidates and hear from you and all these other great folks. You got to be looking forward to it. I don't know if there's an ice cream component to it, but I'd be willing to bet there's something nearby.
There are lots of great ice cream places nearby, and I tell you, we are going to be shaking lots of hands tomorrow, talking to folks. We're so glad to have the governor, lieutenant governor there, and our great Senate candidate in Hung Cao, and you know, we're going to be out there making sure we encourage folks to vote. I've been getting reports today, Jeff, from the precincts around the first district, and we've had a really good day of early voting, the first day of early voting. So I encourage folks, you know, tomorrow's another day where you can take advantage of early voting. That's the best way to not have to worry about the lines on November the 5th and yep. get your vote logged. And the good thing today is that, remember, these are all paper ballots now. So the machines are just ballot counting machines. There's no more electronic voting. Yep. And you can then follow up with the registrar's office and confirm that your vote has been counted. So it's a really smart, transparent way. And I give Governor Youngkin full credit for doing the right thing to get our election system. I think we lead the nation in the integrity in our voting system.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Rob, I always appreciate you being here. Safe travels coming back to the district. I hope it's just a marvelous event in Chesterfield tomorrow. And I know we'll see you out and about in the first district while you're home from D.C.
Thanks so much, Jeff. We will see you there, and we wish you and all your listeners all the best.
Thank you, sir. That is Congressman Rob Whitman. He's a good guy. And he is back. I guess everybody is back from D.C. or on their way back, as he said. And tomorrow morning in Chesterfield, 9 a.m. is when you can start gathering. 10 a.m. is when it all gets underway. The Chesterfield County Airport should be a really, really, really good time. And you could register ahead of time, but Kevin Carroll was with us yesterday and said, you know, you can just show up. It'll all be good. 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.